Robert Beyer, were you surprised when you heard about this assassination plot?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, right now is not the time for Iran to provoke the United States. We're on edge already vis-a-vis Iran, and just, it came as a total surprise to me.
The Iranian authorities have dismissed this as U.S. propaganda. Is it credible that the Iranian government is behind it?
I don't think it's credible. Not the central government. There may be a rogue element behind it. This doesn't fit their modus operandi at all. It's completely out of character. They're much better than this. They wouldn't be sending money through an American bank. They wouldn't be going to the cartels in Mexico to do this. It's just not the way they work. I've followed them for 30 years, and they're much more careful. And they always use a proxy between them and the operation, and in this case, they didn't. I mean, it's either they're shooting themselves in the foot, or there's pieces of the story I don't know what they are.
Well, the U.S. Attorney General is alleging that it's the Iranian government and has warned that the U.S. will take further action against Iran. What could he mean by that? What form could that action take?
Well, if they had gone through with this and set off a bomb in a Washington restaurant and attacked the Israeli embassy and the rest of it, that's a casus belli. They could have gone to war with Iran. And will they move? Sanctions are not working. They've done all the sanctions they can. Are they going to move to some sort of naval blockade, an embargo? I can't tell you. But if they truly believed the central government was going to launch an attack inside the United States like this, they're going to have to do something now that they're on the record.
Well, they are on the record. They're now saying that they will take further action. It's surely not likely that they would launch a war.
They could do retaliatory attacks or, hit, bomb Quds Force Base in Tehran or any number of things, of course, which would lead to a huge escalation. I just cannot get over the fact, though, and I have to come back to this, the Iranians are not that sloppy to plan something like this and then call back to Tehran. So I can't explain what's going on here. I mean, how do we know it's not a rogue element in the Iranian government trying to cause problems?
And
we just don't know.
So are you suggesting that the U.S. Attorney General is actually speaking out too soon in blaming the Iranian government?
I think he is. Iran is more complicated than most people understand. And for the generals in Iran who truly run the country to sit down and approve this is incomprehensible to me. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see the administration sort of backing down from this in the coming days. On the other hand, if they increase the rhetoric, we are looking at an escalation, which is uncontrollable.
And which could lead where?
It could lead to a conflict in Iran. I mean, if we were to launch an embargo, there's a limited amount of troops in Iraq. Would the Iranians retaliate against them? Would they retaliate against us in any number of places? Even in Saudi Arabia, they could retaliate against American interests or Saudi Arabia itself. And this is the problem. Iran truly is the third rail of American foreign policy, and no one's done anything over the years to ameliorate our relations with Iran.
And you seem to be suggesting that the U.S. Attorney General could have misstepped here and actually be provoking just what the U.S. presumably doesn't want to happen.
Mistakes are made, and this could be a mistake. There's something terribly wrong with the facts as they've been described. It just doesn't fit. And I hope there's some sort of explanation in the coming days that will make this go away. Because the last thing the United States needs is a conflict with Iran, especially when the Middle East is already... the Arab Spring isn't going particularly well.
If it's not Iran behind this assassination plot, what are the possibilities?
You could have an individual claiming it's the Iranian government, an Iranian radical. You might actually have a radical in Tehran attempting to frame the government.
And to what extent should the Saudis be concerned about such a plot against their ambassador in the U.S., whether it's driven by the official authorities, Iran or not?
I think they should be worried about attacks inside Saudi Arabia. And again, that goes back to escalation.
Well, Iran and the Saudis have long been rival powers in the region, but are the various Arab Spring uprisings ratcheting up the tensions between the two?
Oh, I think they are, because if you look at something like Syria, Iran, no matter what they say, supports the minority regime there. There's an underlying tension here. It's not just between democracy and dictators. It's between the Shia and the Sunni, and it's getting worse by the day.
Ultimately, could such a struggle be beneficial for Iran and its power in the region?
Well, it depends how fragile they're feeling, you know. There's one theory that the Iranians would welcome a strike, a limited strike on their nuclear facilities, which would give the regime justification for cracking down on dissidents and you know, democratic parties there, or fairly democratic parties. It's a theory, though. It's certainly never been stated by anybody inside the regime.
And in terms of U.S. foreign policy, is any of this likely to be a positive for the U.S.?
None of it is. My contention is we're sitting on a volcano in the Middle East. There's still a civil war going on in Libya. We're on the brink of civil war in Syria. If there's a civil war in Syria, it'll spread to Lebanon. And I can't tell you what's going to happen, you know, with Jordan and Saudi Arabia and Bahrain. But that's all could be ignited by this kind of tension. And people in the White House, that's exactly what they don't need going into an election.
So what's your advice right now to the president?
Well, I think they made a huge step in this press conference in the wrong direction. Now is the time we should have a back channel to Iran, figure out who these people are, a red line we used to have with the Soviet Union, and sort this out. We've got Switzerland. That's not good enough. We need a direct channel to the Iranians to talk this through. It's not the time to give them a cold shoulder. You always want to talk to your enemies in a time of crisis, not to your friends.
And the way that you're speaking at the moment, this is a really serious point of crisis?
I think it's an act of war. If that bomb had gone off, if indeed this was a real plot, it had gone off, it would have been an act of war, and the United States would have been forced to respond with military an attack. There would have been no question in my mind. So were we that close to a war with Iran? I don't know. I hope not.
But at this point, you're saying actions need to be taken to step it back from the United States.
Absolutely. We could not control the consequences of a war with Iran. It's uncontrollable. Best efforts, nothing. There's not enough troops. We don't know how it would spread. We don't know how it would affect Bahrain, Iraq, even Saudi Arabia. Do we put 1 million troops in the Middle East to keep the peace? No, we don't have an army like that. So, look, all these scenarios are worst case. And fortunately, they rarely come about. And I hope we step back on this one.
Robert Baer, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.